See, that's what I find so interesting about Kim.com as a rich guy is that he doesn't have the dead eyes. He's not a cold calculator like Bill Gates. He's not a completely soulless neo-fascist warlord like Jeff Bezos. Like, there's a person in there. There's a completely insane person in there who, like, invested $10 million in New Zealand to be granted Investor Plus status after he became persona non grata in Thailand, which is the first place that he ran to avoid investigation.
Okay, first off, a white guy running to Thailand to avoid investigation, already under investigation, raises some red flags, but also... I have to agree with you guys that I kind of dig the archetype of the chaotic yet somehow benevolent tech billionaire much more than I dig the like behind the scenes cold calculating tech billionaire.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kim.com is an early internet guy. That's the thing. He's not one of these guys who built up to some kind of like tech empire that took decades to put together. He just busted through. He literally just hacked shit and got arrested and got in trouble and got interviewed until he was a big enough name where he could run Mega, which was running like I said earlier, at 1.4% of the internet's traffic with an employee team of 150
people.
He's
like the anti-Notch. He's like Notch, but like the good one.
Kind of. I mean, like,
I guess I don't really know his politics or anything.
Who made it big off of like 30 lines of code.
I mean, Kim.com has done some questionable stuff. I was reading through his Wikipedia, and one of the editors had like made a big point about the fact that his like most recent marriage was to someone 21 years his junior. And then I looked it up. He was 44 at the time, so she would have been 23, and I'm like, that raises eyebrows, but that's not like what some of these billionaires are getting. I don't want to go to bat for Kim.com. I'm just saying, like, if you're gonna pick a super rich guy to be fascinated by, Kim.com, you could do a lot worse than Kim.com.
No, the bar
the standards
is
of billionaire
low.
He's dating like the oldest like Bill Gates is like, why is he dating someone so old? Jeff Bezos is like, oh, you know, you can just go to the islands, right? It's legal there, they can be 10, it's fine.
So he's had a lot of really interesting chapters in his life. I mean, like, the section on his Wikipedia that's about his court cases regarding extradition is as long as the entire rest of the Wikipedia.
Hell yes.
Man, how's that for fucking life goals, that like the biggest section on your biography is like various governments attempt to arrest you and the ways you got around it?
Yeah, well, and he got like involved in New Zealand politics and like backed a mayor who came under scrutiny for like corruption charges and for like shady dealings with mysterious anonymous donations that turned out to be from, surprise, surprise, Kim.com. And so he's been kind of like, he looked at New Zealand and he's like, this place is small enough and I have enough money that I can make this country use their status as a sovereign nation to protect me from the United States. And he's been doing it successfully for a long time. And the reason that I'm talking about Kim.com in the first place is because this week he announced on Twitter that he and a team of Swiss data scientists had gone through the data from Hunter Biden's laptop
and were preparing
to release it to the public.
So, all right. The Hunter Biden laptop thing has been like very strange, because
super weird.
Like, the lib media kind of coalesced around, this is fake. This is not real. This is fake. Oh no, why are you looking at it? No, God, why? That's fake. Why are you looking at it? Like, that was basically their stance. And then I guess it disappeared for like a year. I think, what did the government lose it? Like the FBI or something lost it. but then the files like reappeared. And I've seen it crop up on some like more conspiracy minded Twitter accounts. Like, some shit that looks really, really fucked up. Like, we're talking like fucked up beyond belief. Like,
well,
shit that makes Kim.com dating a 23-year-old look like he's a fucking, he's about to be canonized as a saint, you know?
Yeah, well, when Kim made the announcement on Twitter, in like one of the first or second reply tweets in his thread, he said, like, when we release this to the public, we're going to release everything except the photos of children. And I was like, yeah. Holy shit, dude. Oh. What a big fucking allegation.